That strip club from the other night was torched, Gorgon said while his fingers moved rapidly across the keyboard. Those three vampires are dead, plus several humans as well, but that's not the real problem.
Was Jennifer one of the humans killed? Jennifer Jackson? Kira asked, taken aback by how coolly Gorgon described the deaths.
It'd be better if she had been, Gorgon muttered.
Kira gasped at his reply. Menkaris drew her into the circle of his arms, his wet hair falling across her shoulders, mouth lightly brushing her temple.
This news, while important, could have waited, he said to Gorgon in a hard tone.
Gorgon glanced up after a few more rapid taps of his fingers.
This can't.
The site for a Chicago news channel filled the laptop screen, video segment from the 11 o'clock news in the center of the page. Kira's eyes widened at the frozen image with the headline of Vampire Role Playing Responsible for Arson. It wasn't the headline that stunned her. It was seeing herself in the image. Her head back, Menkaris's mouth latched onto her throat.
Oh my God, she whispered.
Gorgon clicked play, and the news anchor's voice flowed out, talking about the grisly scene of burned bodies that firefighters found when they responded to the call. Surprisingly, the arson had happened the day before yesterday, not this past evening. But what had been discovered in time to make the 11 o'clock news was the security footage. The only set recovered from the scene damaged, but some viewable segments still remaining. Don't have the names of the participants involved, the news anchor droned on in a professionally somber voice. Police are still in the process of seeking their identities, but as you can see, there seems to be a bizarre imitation of a vampire. That's right, I said vampire ritual taking place. Let's watch the footage, Robert. Menkaris's grip on Kira tightened as she watched, speechless, while her death took place on screen. When she saw Menkaris pull her necklace off and use it to cut open his own throat, her hand convulsively closed over her cross. He must have replaced the chain, she thought, feeling numb. She'd never even noticed a time when her necklace wasn't on her, but she'd been dazed from bloodlust that first day.
You will regret this,
Menkaris said on screen to Raji after she'd finished slurping from his neck and her body was motionless. The Law Guardian folded his arms.
You threaten me?
It seemed like the screen tightened to show a close-up of Menkaris's face.
I promise you,